to South Korea now, where protests against the import of U.S. beef have been continuing for more than a month and show no signs of letting up. Observers say it's an example of South Korea's culture of protest. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul, this culture is both the product of a rapidly maturing democracy and a sense of national crisis.
Korean street protests are nothing if not high drama, and the political theater comes in many genres. There's the action variety, pitting demonstrators against police and water cannons. It's seldom lethal, thanks to people like Shin Min-young. The 23-year-old corporal is holding a pair of chopsticks as he stands outside his police bus at lunchtime. We're just following orders, he says. Our main tasks are to prevent the protesters from getting to the presidential Blue House and to guard the American embassy. Sometimes the protests take on a spiritual tone led by Buddhist or Christian clerics. Yesterday, demonstrators held a funeral for a young man who had burned himself to death last month to protest imports of U.S. beef. Hong Jin Kwan has set up a shrine to the martyr. He says anti-government demonstrators share a broad common agenda. We're opposed to the import of U.S. beef, he says, but we're also against the administration's policy of privatizing state-owned enterprises. Hong is with the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions, one of 1,700 liberal groups in a coalition that opposes imports of U.S. beef. They're on the web at antimadcow.org. The groups have been successful at organizing in cyberspace. Netizens nicknamed President Lee Myung-bak 2MB, a pun implying that 2 megabytes is not enough memory for a national leader. There are also right-wing, pro-government coalitions. On Friday, veterans groups jostled with young anti-government protesters at a downtown intersection. A generation ago, South Korea's military rulers sent paratroopers to shoot and bayonet protesters. Today, some rallies are like love-ins. Young families wave candles, listen to folk music, and munch on tasty street food. Vendor Lee Tae-soo is doing a brisk business selling barbecued chicken kebabs.
I'm with the vendors' union. The government's policy is to clear all us vendors off the streets, so we vendors are all united in opposing this policy.
Whether pro or anti-government, the protesters share a passion for their cause. And despite the carnival atmosphere, many demonstrators feel that what's at stake is nothing less than the fate of their nation. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.